Well, look at you all dressed up. I don't think I've ever seen you in a jacket and tie before. It looks good. Are those for me? They're really beautiful, thank you. Come in, sit down, I'll put these in some water. I'm glad you accepted my invitation. I wasn't sure that you would. Why? Because I make you nervous? See, even just saying that makes you squirm. Don't worry, I like seeing you squirm. Like when I make sure I stand just a little too close to you in class. You don't have any idea what to do, do you? Step away, come closer. It's delightful watching that little brain squirm along with your body. Or like last week, when I saw you at the party and I hugged you. Remember that? Of course you do. I felt your body stiffen as I wrapped my arms around you. You didn't quite know what to do with your arms, hugging me back. I let that hug linger just long enough to make you feel really uncomfortable. I know it made you wonder all sorts of things, didn't it? Like, maybe I liked you, had feelings for you, like you do for me. You don't need to be embarrassed. You can tell me. It isn't exactly a secret, you know? When you hugged me, I could feel you take a deep breath, smelling my hair and my neck, just a hint of perfume. I wondered if that was seared into your brain that night. Was it? Oh, you're blushing. That is so sweet. And a little bit dorky. You know you're a dork, right? Right? It's one of the things I like about you most. Because I know that dorks like you will do just about anything for girls like me. Won't you? Yes, you will. Won't you, my little dork? Such a funny word, dork. I guess it's better than loser. Loser, dork. Dork face loser? Fuckwad. Don't worry. I'll figure out the perfect name for you. Slide over a bit. I want to sit next to you. Close. I want you to feel what it's like to be near me. The absolute absurdity of it. Me being close to you? You know there's no way, right? I mean, I have zero interest in you. At least, not in that way. But I do want you to think about it. Want it. Want me. And you do. Don't you? Don't you, dork? It's okay. You can tell me. You can tell me anything. Everything. I know you have feelings for me. But you can't even say it. You just sit there, squirming and blushing like an idiot. Oh, my little idiot. I like that. It's cute. Idiot. Even now, you can't help yourself, can you? Most guys would have gotten up and walked away by now, out the door. But not you. You just sit there and you take it. You let my words cut into you and you squirm like a little boy. Because at least I'm paying attention to you. And making fun of you is better than ignoring you. Isn't it, idiot? Oh, that's right. Nod your little idiot head. So tell me, when I move a little closer, when I sit with my arm pressing into yours, when I let my thigh rub against yours, How does it feel? Does it make you want me? Do you want to touch me? Kiss me? What the fuck? What do you think you're doing? You don't kiss me. Ever. If I want it, I'll kiss you, which is not likely. I don't kiss dorks, or losers, or idiots. If you ever try something like that again, I will make sure you get that fucking idiot face pummeled. You can look at my lips. You can admire them, want them, obsess over them. I want you to. But you won't be kissing them. At least not now. Are we clear? Yes, yes. I want you to say yes, miss. Much better. Now, I asked you here for a reason, right? Do you remember what I said? Well, almost. I didn't say I wanted to go on a date with you. I said, would you like to go on a date with me? What's the difference? Well, my date is going to be here in just a few minutes, and you are going to go on my date. I think you know him. He's one of the more popular guys. So tell me, where did you make reservations for tonight? Ooh, fancy. Well, here's how tonight is gonna go. When he gets here, I want you to go to the kitchen, open the bottle of wine on the counter, and pour us two glasses. I want you to serve it to us, and then go outside and sit in your car. Once we've had the chance to chat for a bit, you can drive us to the restaurant. Now give me your wallet. I see you have quite a few cards in here. MasterCard, Visa, American Express, and wow, that is almost $400 in cash. Was that for us? For tonight? Aww. Okay, that should be plenty. When we get to the restaurant, you're going to sit in the car and wait for us. I'll be taking your keys and your phone. I don't want you to have any distractions. I just want you to sit there and think about the date. The one you've been dreaming about. The one I'm having with someone who isn't a dork. Who isn't a loser. And when we're done, and once you've paid for our dinner, you're going to drive us back to my place. You are going to watch him kiss me. You're going to watch him touch me. You're going to watch him take my hand and lead me to the bedroom. You are going to follow us in, crawling on your hands and knees. I'm going to open the door to my closet, and you are going to crawl inside. I am going to lock it, leaving you in the dark with my clothes, my laundry hamper, and my shoes. He gets to have me. You get to listen, alone in the dark. And when he's done with me, I'll unlock the door. When I do, you will leave. Get back in your car, in your stupid jacket and tie, and go home. When you get home, I want you to touch yourself. I want you to think about how I treated you. I want you to come thinking about me spending your money on someone else. Fucking him while you listen, and how you just sat there and took it all. I want you to remember how I crushed your dreams. But more than anything, I want you to crawl back to me and beg for more. And you're going to, aren't you? Yes, miss. Oh, you really are pathetic. Oh, that's him. Are you ready?